Sydney nightlife has taken some hits in recent history, what with COVID and cost of living crises seeing many hotspots extinguished. However, this has not stopped our inner western burb of Burwood from being named Australia's coolest neighbourhood, according to Time Out magazine. Burwood is the 16th coolest city in the world, ranking above suburbs in Montreal, Naples and Shanghai. Joining us to fuel some city pride and tell us more is Alice Ellis, Time Out's editor-in-chief. Hey, Alice, how are you going?
Good. How are you?
I am feeling cooler by association. Now, when we talk about cool, what are the metrics we're looking at here? How do we decide a suburb's cool factor?
Yeah, so a sense of community and street life is a really important one for us. Something isn't cool if people aren't out. You can't see people enjoying a place. So street life, also diversity, a whole lot of culture on display, great food and drink, of course, is a really important one. And nightlife also, as you were talking about, nightlife, a buzzing after dark culture is really important also.
This is awesome. Burwood was placed 16th coolest globally. What would you say sets it apart from, say, North Melbourne that we beat by five whole places?
Yeah, so North Melbourne ranked fairly well as well, number 24 in the world. And North Melbourne is, I was actually there a couple of weeks ago. It's got a really great sense of community, a lot of great venues, and people sitting out on the median strip, actually, which surprised me as a Sydney. that's not something I've seen happen in Sydney, but I guess Melbourne people get out into the sunshine in any sort of place they can.
So
Burwood just has that kind of nowness factor for us in that this year it was designated one of the new special entertainment precincts, which means that regulations are relaxed around after dark activity. So, it prevents single noise complaints from shutting down venues. It allows for after dark activity to thrive. So that's something that we've noticed in Burwood, that there's street life day and night. We found it interesting. A lot of Time Out's audience complains that Sydney is dead, and nightlife is a problem. But we actually found that our audience complained about Burwood when we announced the result, that the street was too full of people and that they can't stand the kind of busyness on the streets. So we found that.
Well, busyness on the streets is kind of part of being a cool neighbourhood, really, isn't it? In addition to the special entertainment precinct thing, Burwood Council received a kickstart grant to help make these changes. How important are these grants in effective and restoring a cool factor in Sydney?
Yeah, so important. I think the New South Wales government and the Office of the 24-Hour Commission have done a really good job of stimulating nightlife in neighbourhoods. So I think, although people do often complain that the city is dead these days, neighbourhood nightlife is thriving. And that's something we saw after COVID, that people might not leave their neighbourhoods on the weekends or even during the week if they're working from home. So I think, it's nice because suddenly you see these subculture kind of nightlife precincts pop up in different neighbourhoods around Sydney. And people can go and explore what's happening in whether it's Burwood or Dulwich Hill or Enmore or Lakemba. There's a lot of different stuff going on if you explore around Sydney.
All great suburbs, those ones you mentioned there. But celebrating Burwood, what are some of the things that you would suggest people check out if they haven't spent any time in Burwood and want to feel the cool?
Yeah, so the Burwood Chinatown is wonderful. It's very colourful. This kind of neon lit wonderland day and night, full of food, not just Chinese food, but food from all over Asia. And there's fun to be had in there as well. There's some amusement centres, and from Thursday till Sunday nights, from 5 p.m. till about 11 p.m., there's a night market's on.
Yes.
That's a wonderful thing for visitors to check out. If you haven't been to Burwood lately, I would suggest you go and check that out, particularly now that daylight savings is about to start. That's a really fun night out. You can get there on the train, you can get there by bus. It's a fairly accessible neighborhood.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
It is, yeah. There's also, for bubble tea lovers, there's a lot of bubble tea along the main street. We really like KT. Yeah, they have a great summer drink on at the moment called a coconut summer blue, which is yum.
Is it actually blue?
Also, it is blue. It's
Ooh.
blue. There's a bit of mango going on, so it's
Oh.
also orange, yellow, and some coconut white. So yeah, it's worth a try. There's also, I mean, there's Burwood Park, which I really love.
It is a
My
great park,
son,
isn't it? Awesome park.
it is, yeah. My son often plays cricket there, and you'll find that there's people like there's kids playing cricket. Then on the sidelines, there's older people doing Tai Chi, and then there's always dance groups performing traditional dances in the pavilion. There's a little bit of a kind of pond feature going on. There's people everywhere enjoying the park. It's beautiful. So there's a bit of green space too, and that was a factor in our decision. The fact that it's not just all restaurants and venues, it's there's some nice green space for people to hang out. And then look, I actually like the Burwood Hotel. It's they've really leaned into the whole Chinatown theme. It's right next to the Burwood
Yes.
Chinatown. Yeah, and so they've got a bit of an oriental theme going on. Even the staff are dressed in silk Chinese clothing, and yeah, it's open really late, so you can always kind of grab a drink at the Burwood Hotel if that's what you're after.
This is great stuff. You've got the best job in the world, Alice Ellis of Time Out magazine. They're going around the world working out where the coolest neighbourhoods are, and so happy that Burwood is number 16 in the world, not just because it's easily accessible for everyone here in the listening area. There's tons of great stuff going on, but because we beat Melbourne.
Yes, look, people as
Don't
well.
worry, any complaints can come to breakfast at 2ser.com. We love you, Burwood. Alice, really appreciate you joining us here today. We will stay in touch with you because we'd love to sort of have regular updates about what other Sydney suburbs are definitely worth checking out to boost that nightlife. We want to see people out there on the streets enjoying good times, good food, and everything else that is available on offer. But thank you so much for connecting with us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast, Alice.
Thank you so much.